If you weren't so damn stubborn, you'd apologize to Roz and everybody would be happy.
As usual, you're overlooking a key psychological component in this whole issue.
You'd have to admit you were wrong.
Exactly.
I don't see what's so hard about telling Roz you were wrong.
You don't understand. You see, it's not the same as Dad being wrong or you're being wrong. I have a degree from Harvard.
Do you have a situation in your life where it's very difficult to apologize? That's Frasier. And he just feels like, you know, he's got this reputation. He can't be wrong. Are you dealing with someone in your life who's just like that? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And you can pick up the phone right now and ask me any question that you would want to ask a counselor or a therapist. Even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some free advice, a different angle on a situation that you're dealing with. And right now we're turning to the phones and welcoming Chris. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're dealing with bipolar, a diagnosis of bipolar for your son or daughter?
I've got a daughter with it.
How old is she?
She's 7.
She's 7 years old. And what was going on that you sought help?
I have no idea, actually. I mean, she's been on different medications, and I don't know which way to turn sometimes. It seems like something will work for so long, and then it's like nothing does.
Okay, first they're what?
At first, the medications, she'll start on them, and she's fine.
Yeah.
And then after they're in her system for so long, she's back to the way she was.
When did she first get put on medications?
Started out when she was about 2 years old. They said that she was ADHD. And then they found out that she wasn't. When I took her to a hospital, they run tests on her and stated that she was bipolar.
And what was their evidence? Do you know?
I have no idea, hon.
Okay, one of the first things that I would want to do is to understand what bipolar is and to understand why the doctors diagnosed, they were psychologists that diagnosed her, or psychiatrists?
Yes.
That diagnosed her as bipolar. Do you know what bipolar is?
It is a mood chemical imbalance in the brain.
Okay, this is up for debate. This is not... You can say it's a chemical imbalance in the brain, and in some cases, that's what it might be. But it also can be caused, mood shifts in children can be caused by their thought patterns. And if you can help them think more clearly, then they won't have the range of moods from being real down in the dumps, real depressed, to being real active and acting irrationally. What are some of the things that she does that you think are out of the norm?
She likes to try to, she bites on herself. She does a lot of absorb things.
And she's been doing that since what age?
2 years old. She started out. And it just got worse as she got older.
Does she have siblings?
She's got a younger sibling.
How old?
She's 2, 3.
Oh, 3 years old. So your daughter's 7 and the 3-year-old is fine as far as you know?
Yeah.
And what do you love about your 7-year-old?
I love everything about her. She's got a great personality.
And what makes you laugh? You've got a nice smile there.
Thank you. With her, there's never a dull day around her. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just knowing that I've got two beautiful little girls, I mean, each day to wake up to, that makes you happy.
But does she do something that just makes you feel so warm inside about her, feel proud of her?
She learns a little bit more. I mean, she is a slow learner. And just overall, I mean, she'll like how she comes in the evening. She'll sit down and she, Mom, will you read me a book?
Have cozy times together?
Yes.
Here's my take on children. So many of them get, unfortunately, diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Uh-huh.
And that bothers me because I see a lot of those kids as just wonderfully energized kids, playful kids. Is that her in the background?
Yeah.
Wonderfully playful kids with just energy that's unfocused.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will say Mark Twain himself would have been diagnosed, Huckleberry Finn would have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, that's pretty good company. So what I recommend is not getting so caught up in the labels and instead giving her skills. There's a type of therapy, psychological therapy, that even children can have. It's cognitive therapy. And you can go to their website, academyofctcognitivetherapy.org, and look up information on, or you can even email them in, asking them about bipolar and children.
Okay.
And there's a doctor there, Dr. Corey, C-O-R-Y, Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, who's a specialist in bipolar disorder. And he may be able to help you out, or they may recommend some books for you. There are cognitive therapy books for children. I highly recommend that she learn how to understand her own emotions, and it's great for adults to do this too. You could do it as a parent. And that will help. Another thing is, how do you parent your kids? Most of us are really at sea with how to parent, and if we gave ourselves a scorecard, you know, in private moments, we may not give ourselves such a great grade.
No.
you're laughing. Does that hit home a little bit?
Well, sometimes, I mean, some things, I mean, she's a slow learner in things, and it takes her a little bit extra time to catch on.
Yeah.
It's good. So, I mean, with her being seven, really, with her IQ level, she's a little bit lower.
When I was a young kid, I read comic books in sixth grade. It was killing my mother because she was a very bright woman. And so you could say that in some sense I was a slow learner. I was unmotivated. But boy, when I got the right motivation, you couldn't stop me. So just be aware that children, if they're given the right skills, can learn better. And you want to get away from the label of a slow learner, because if you think of her as a slow learner, guess what? You'll treat her as a
slow learner,
and she'll feel like she's a slow learner.
Yeah.
And those labels are so destructive, as is the label bipolar. So
I was the same way in school, and I had lower grades than most students, but I mean, I just want to see better for my child.
Wonderful. So you're motivated. I would get the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. That is on my website, drkenner.com. Just go to my website and books. Children books, and you will see that. And there's also How to Talk So Kids Will Learn, written by the same authors, Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch.
Okay.
So if you read those, that is the best gift you can give to yourself and to your kids. My kids love the way I parented them, and they told me that they would like me to raise their kids. I'm going to give them those books. If I had not read those books, I would have been a lousy parent. It is chock full of skills. You'll learn how to break out of having your kid pegged in a role as a slow learner. And you'll see more opportunities to help her see the best in herself and encourage what she can, encourage the best in her. Listen, thank you so much for your call, and I wish you some good success with this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, happy parenting.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness, and that means your happiness matters. You can pick up the phone right now and give me a call, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
It is important to introspect and to do so with the attitude that it's exciting and fascinating to come to understand yourself. What is the worst thing you can discover? That you have mistaken ideas or poor thinking methods, and these can be corrected. Many individuals don't know how to introspect effectively and efficiently, but at least they make honest attempts to understand their emotions, and they make some headway. Even keeping a journal when one experiences unsettling emotions or talking things through with a trusted friend, or if needed, a therapist, helps with self-understanding.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.